Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
A tremendous Saturday to you, champion. It's Sam Crowley of the Everyday Saturday podcast, and you are my prisoner for about the next 10 minutes of inspiration, motivation, empowerment, maybe a little marketing sprinkled in there as well. Probably not on today's message, because today really is about appreciating what you got, and I want to share with you a segment I saw on 60 Minutes last night. And it was pretty powerful, man. So anyway, before we get into it, my name's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast in over 100 countries all around the world. Launched it in 2005 when I quit my job. Problem was, man, I went bankrupt. Really embarrassing. Really sucked. No other way to put it. Humiliating. Got laughed at all the time. But you know what's funny? I stuck with it. And through the grace of God, here I am 15 years later, still recording a podcast every day. And I don't do it for me, man. I do it for you, because I know there's somebody out there who was me 15 years ago that wants to know, is anybody as crazy as I am? Like, does anybody have these crazy thoughts about going out there and seizing the day and doing something that most people don't do, talking like most people don't talk, and, you know, really doing what I want to do as opposed to what society wants me to do? Does anybody get me? Hey, hello. That'd be me. And you know what? There's a lot more of us, you and me, out there than you think. You just got to go find them. You know, show me your friends. I'll show you your future, my friend. So go find some individuals who act as crazy as you and want to do a lot of nutty stuff and squeeze that last bit of toothpaste out of the tube of life. And you will enjoy life way more than most people. So I TiVo 60 Minutes. And I got it on my DVR. And every now and again, I'll catch a good segment on there. And last night was one of those times. I don't know when this originally aired. I have no idea. It could have been a year ago, and they replayed it 3 weeks ago. I have no clue. Doesn't matter. And it highlighted a guy named Tim Green, a former NFL defensive player. Now, I know this show goes out to over 100 countries, 150 countries. So the NFL, the National Football League, here in the United States. And the dude was a beast, man. He played college ball at Syracuse, and he was drafted by the Atlanta Falcons. And I remember him in the 90s playing for the Atlanta Falcons. And he was just, he was all over the place. And a great guy and a very smart guy. I mean, he got his law degree while he was still playing in the NFL. And he's written 39 books. 39 books. Can you believe that? 39 books. I've written three, and it was like giving birth on every time I'd wrote a book just to get that thing out there. 39. Wow. So I saw him interviewed on 60 Minutes last night, and I couldn't understand a word he was saying. I could barely understand what he was saying. And the reason why somebody probably needed a little bit to press your ear to the television to hear the guy is because he now has ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. Saddest damn thing. Every time I see somebody with Lou Gehrig's disease, and you've probably seen individuals as well who suffer from this, it is the most heartbreaking, heart-wrenching thing to see, because they are dying from the inside out and there's no cure for the disease. They've made really significant advances with ALS, but boy, to see somebody's body dying from the inside is just, and the brain starting to fade away. I don't know any word to say, but heartbreaking, you know? And so anyway, I'm watching, I'm like, that's not, there's no way that's Tim Green. And I had to stop it, pause it, and look at the information on the DVR again to make sure it's the same guy I saw terrorizing offenses and sacking Joe Montana and Dan Marino back in the 90s. Like, it's the same guy. He's 52. He's much older looking now. He walks a little bit bent over. His muscles are going. I mean, that's really what you do is you lose your muscles when you have ALS. I'm going to get to why this is so impactful in just a second. But watching him and then trying to hear him speak and the struggle with which he was trying to speak, it overtook me, man. I was like, holy cow. So The reason it was so powerful of a segment, not because the guy was like you and me, we think, hey, we can go run 3 miles, or this guy could run through a brick wall. And he said it was like every time he made a tackle playing football, it was like he was banging his head into a concrete wall. And he stopped counting concussions after 10. He just stopped counting. And sometimes in spring training, his wife, they interviewed his wife, she said she had to put Vaseline on his forehead just so his helmet could fit on because it was so swollen. Just think about all that, man. Just to do something that you love. And you know what he said? I'd do it all over again. I would do it all over again. I mean, some people say it's crazy, but people that actually have played the sport or any sport say, look, you don't understand it unless you've done it. And you've had 60,000 people cheering for you and only you and your team in a stadium, and the euphoria that comes with that, man. They would do it all again. So anyway, I think of that, and then I contrast that with, it's 7:30 in the morning. I'm recording this podcast outside Cincinnati. I just dropped my daughters off at high school now. I don't even have anybody in middle school or intermediate school anymore. I got a daughter going to pre-K. She just started yesterday. Cutest damn thing. If you want to check out the quick video I shot, it's about a 5-second video of my daughter, Susan, who really can't speak very well. But she couldn't speak at all, so that now what a blessing that is to hear her speak. She couldn't breathe. Now she can breathe without a ventilator. And she gave a little, hello, everybody. I'm off to school today. I'll see you later. I put it on my Facebook page. My wife runs a page on Facebook called One More Breath that helps other moms who have babies that are born without the ability to breathe and on ventilators and G-tubes and really micro preemies and all that. Our daughter suffered from pulmonary dysplasia. Still does. She always will. But anyway, long story short, so I got a kid in pre-K, but I dropped my daughters off at high school today, as well as the neighbor's kid who I take to school. And as I'm driving to school, everybody, and it's only about a 2-mile drive. We live very close to the high school here where we live, but everybody's jockeying for position. Everybody is like tailgating you the whole way there. You got the school zone that's 20 miles an hour outside of the high school, and everybody's riding your butt all the way up. It's like, oh my God. You know, I just saw this this segment last night on a guy who's going to die. I mean, his window is closing down, and he is just trying to enjoy anything he possibly can out of this life, whether it's the smell of the air, the fog off the lake in the morning, the green grass, the trees, time with his 4 kids. He's got a kid that's 12 years old. Gets him off the bus in the morning. All of that, you contrast that with how most people act every single day about the stuff that just doesn't matter. We call it majoring in minor things, you know? And especially on the road in the morning, in the afternoon, getting to a job they don't even want to go to. Why are you in such a hurry to get there then? I never understand that. And all of these things and people just bragging. And then on the other end, you got people on the internet who think that, you know, all this money they've got somehow is going to fulfill this aching gap in their life, which anybody and anyone who's ever had any kind of money at all in their life knows that that will never solve what they really, truly want. And that is to be loved, to love something, to love someone, to appreciate, to just be able to be at peace. Most people aren't even at peace with themselves. There's no amount of money that can buy you peace. You know, and you know the marketers I'm talking about. I'm not going to name any names, but you know the marketers you see all over Instagram and Facebook who are just so braggadocious, and they're so caught up in what it is that they've got. And you can have what they have too if you just enter your name and email and just click this link. No, you can't. I'm telling you right now, you cannot have that. You just can't. Okay? So don't click the link. And the reason I'm saying that is not because I'm trying to demotivate you. It's I'm trying to actually inspire you that say, if you click that link, you're going down a rabbit hole, and you're going to, because success without fulfillment is failure. You can have all the success if you want, but if you don't have fulfillment, you're always going to be chasing and chasing and chasing. It's like, have you ever been to a Greyhound dog race? I went to a Greyhound dog race in 1993. My buddy got married in Houston. I'd never been to Houston. I don't think I've ever been back to Houston. I've been to Houston one time. I've been there one time. That was 1993, October of 93 for a wedding. And he's like, hey, man, we're all going out. Everybody in the wedding party, we went to the Greyhound racetrack. I'd never seen Greyhounds race, and oh, my God, are they fast. Holy crap. So to get the Greyhounds going, if I remember this correctly, they put a little rabbit on a pole on the inside of the track, and they go, ding, and the bell rings, and that rabbit feels like it's going 100 miles an hour, and those dogs are chasing. They'll never catch the rabbit. They're just chasing that thing on the inside pole the whole way around the track because that's what they're really focused on is that rabbit. That's most guys and girls that are going after something that they'll never catch. It's that rabbit on the inside of the racetrack, and you'll never catch it. It's really enticing, though, and you're chasing like a greyhound as fast as you can go, and you want that money. You want that million, that 10 million, that next million, because everybody's telling you that's what you're missing. That's what's going to make you happy. That's what's going to give you fulfillment. It's not. Watch segments like the one I'm talking about, and it'll put everything back in perspective. Do you have a family? Do you have anybody that loves you? Then you're winning. You're winning. That's it. That's all you need. Okay. Do you want to get more money? That's great. Get more money. But until you find out why you're here, it doesn't even matter how much money you have. You'll never be happy. The two most important days in our lives are the day that we're born and the day we figure out why. And when I was 37 years old, I finally figured out why I was here. You know, that's it. To be the dad that I never had, you know? So when I got four daughters, you can bet your ass I'm going to be involved in their lives, you know, and I'm going to be raising them. So I eliminate the dysfunction stops with my family tree. This generation that my wife and I are raising, that's where the family dysfunction stops in our family tree. No more. And I'm not saying our family isn't dysfunctional. It's funny. I actually joke about that. Our family is incredibly dysfunctional. But show me a family that isn't. You know what I mean, though, right? The alcoholism, the verbal abuse, all that stuff. That stops. That stops in my family. What stops in your family? You know, how about just embracing the gratitude, embracing the fact that you get an opportunity today, whatever day this finds you on, man. Today it's September 4th, 2019. It's a Wednesday here in Cincinnati. I'm freaking grateful, dude. And I'm not saying I'm not going to have any problems today. I am going to have a lot of problems today. But are they really major ones? No, because I'm not in a hospital bed. I'm not hooked up to tubes, and neither are you. And neither are you. And neither are you. So don't feel sorry for yourself. Don't want for the things that you don't have. Be inspired by all the things that you do have and allow that to be the jet fuel that gets you launched today somewhere, somehow towards your dream. All right, that's it. That's today's message. It's inspired by Tim Green. Prayers go out to you, my man, your family, battling through a disease that is fatal. There is no cure for it. And the fact that you're able to wake up with a smile on your face today and everybody out there who suffers from any kind of disease, knowing that most of your life has already been lived. What are you trying to do? You're not trying to get anywhere in traffic anywhere quickly. You're not trying to get any more money. You're trying to get a memory. You just want one more memory with the people and the things that you love. Why don't we chase that today, shall we? Why don't we just do that today? All right. And don't forget, you want to work with Sam Crowley. That'd be me. Get on my calendar, launchwithsam.com. I'd love to call you. And we'll chat it up and we'll get your movement launched. Okay? Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.